time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for being with us today on Abounding Grace. As you know, this past week we've been studying through Psalm 42. Psalm 42 is a fascinating psalm and also a very heart-searching psalm because it presents to us the realities of life, even for the believer. That often this life is one of trial, this life is one of suffering, and a life even for Christians often who are searching for answers. And the psalm really does provide the answer to all of suffering and all of trial in this life in light of what we face, and some to a greater extent will face things that others do not, but that are very trying and very difficult to handle. And one of the things that I think is most important in looking at this is the way in which the psalmist cries out to the Lord, because it seems as if the Lord has not come to his aid for help. In verse 9, and I'd encourage you to go back and read through the psalm today, in verse 9 we read, "I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me?" Now you'll remember what had happened in this psalm. The context here is that the psalmist had been away from Jerusalem. He had been taken captivity against his will, and he had left the central place where Israel worshiped, where God met with his people. And he agonized over this. He looked back over all that he used to have. Things, of course, that he probably had taken for granted. And now he saw that all of the good times, all of the times of joy and happiness were ripped off. They were taken from him. And now he's in exile. And so we read, "As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When," and here it is, "shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God." And so there he's saying, I used to go and it used to be joyful. I used to go when all of the multitude went up to praise the Lord in the house of the Lord. He says, "with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I'll remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life." But then again, this is what I want to focus on a bit today. "I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why do I go on mourning? Why have you forgotten, O God?" This, Lord, this is bad enough. The enemies reproach you, but I feel the same way that you've forgotten me. Was this a willing choice on God's part not to intervene? That is the hardest thing for trial and suffering, when we know God has the power to put an end to it. We know God in his complete sovereignty has every bit of control over our lives, as Jesus said. Not even a hair can fall from our head without it being his will. And yet it oftentimes seems that he sits calm in the heavens on his throne while his people suffer. Lord, even your enemies are mocking you through this. Do you really love me? Have you forgotten? The scene presented to you is a man in deep depression, as the circumstances of life have torn him down. The only worst scenario that he could have ever imagined has come upon him. What could be worse? Deep calls unto deep, he says, at the noise of your waterfalls. All of your waves and billows have gone over me. All sorts of trials and pains have hit him, But here we approach the glorious answer of the psalmist to all of this, to all of the sufferings of this life, to all of life's trials and sadnesses. Here is where the question, "What is your only comfort in life and in death?" is so beautifully answered. How did the psalmist deal with everything that was hitting him at once? How did he find consolation and comfort in the present distress? How are you able to find that answer when all of a sudden we are faced with something that is unbearable? Here is the answer of the psalmist to all true spiritual depression. Here's the one reply from God Himself as to how a downcast soul is to be lifted up. Do you know that the psalmist does what he does in the most ironic fashion? In a way that we would never expect. He wrestles deep within himself. He argues with himself. It's as if there are two men inside of the psalmist. His faith and everything he knows reasons with his fears, his circumstances, his pain, his misery, all of the emptinesses that this life brings. All of his hope, every way, a ray of light that he has known from his early days, he lays hold of them, the hope, and he argues with his sorrows. He shoots his hope right at the present circumstance. He takes that which is sure and addresses that which is uncertain head on. Why are you downcast, O my soul? He begins to wrestle inside. Does God cast off forever? Will he really leave me forever from his temple and presence? Hasn't he promised that I am his and that I can never be separated from his love? Will he allow my enemies to go on forever mocking him? Does the misery of this life really continue much longer? Look at verse 5. Why are you downcast, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? In the worst possible circumstance of life, he does not allow the depression to grip him. He does not allow self-pity to prevail, but he takes everything he's going through and he wrestles his way through it. He sends the arrow of his living hope right back at the circumstance and lays hold of his feelings with the truth that he knows to be sure. Why are you downcast, O my soul? I guess it goes without saying that we should do this with ourselves. Maybe all of a sudden you were struck with the news that hurt. Maybe this past week or past months you've been on the heights of Hermon, far from Jerusalem, no understanding why the Lord is allowing this and has left you in a situation that seems to bring no glory to Him. Maybe you've had no answer, and the worst of all, it seems as if God has not come to remedy the situation. Maybe the time has come when He's calling you home and you know it because of sickness. Maybe it makes no sense. And you must wrestle through the tension of living in this sin-cursed world with belonging to another kingdom. You must wrestle through His promises that nothing can separate a believer from His love when it seems as if His love is far from you, as Jerusalem as it is to the heights of Hermon. See, the question that faces us today is, and will face us tomorrow, and in the years to come, when the valley of the shadow of death brings sorrow and pain, must always be the question of the psalmist. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within you, me? Speak to yourself. Send back your arguments with your circumstances and feelings. Do what you should do in this present circumstance. Do what you know to be right. Do what feels unnatural in times of pain and question the sorrow. How so? By putting your hope in the Lord. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God, the psalmist says. He wrestles that in himself. How can that be said? Haven't you believed in this hope all of your entire life? Will the present circumstance then that the Lord has determined to test our faith and remove and test us, our living hope, can your downcast soul adversely affect His plans and love for you if you're a Christian? What hope do you have that in life and in death? The answer is, I am not my own. I'm not my own. I've been purchased with the blood of Christ. I've been bought with a price. And most importantly, I belong to Christ. That means that no matter the circumstance, I am purchased possession of Jesus. And that means all who believe, all of my loved ones who believe, even those whose bones waste away, even those whose bodies go into the grave, I have a comfort that not only extends beyond the sad miseries of this life, but extends even in death. For my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, has fully paid for all of my sins, and all of those who have called upon His name in these troubling days, He hears and extends those same promises to those who have believed in Him. Thus, in life or in death, there is nothing that can separate me from His love. Even to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord as a Christian. Why then am I downcast, O my soul? This world rises up against us. The devil mocks us and shoots his arrows at us, attacking our hope. But I hope in God, for has he not delivered me from the tyranny of the devil? Why am I downcast, O my soul? Even on the height of Hermon, even in the wilderness of Jordan, cannot one hair fall from my head without it being his will? Not one hair, even of our loved ones, who have professed his name, the name above all names, Jesus, in saving faith, not one hair falls without it being his will. Our little ones and our parents and our grandparents who do have a foot in the grave, if you will, have the same hope if they are in Christ. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. He's promised you this day that everything in this life is working together for the good to those who love him, for their salvation. We so easily forget such things. When you believe upon this Jesus, he never promises a life free of suffering. In fact, these are the very things he is using to prepare us for heaven, to mold us more into his image. Therefore, we should never despise, no matter what it might be, we should never despise what he is doing in us and in our loved ones' lives, as painful as it might be. It's a sign that we are being treated as a son, as Hebrews 12 says. Don't you have such joy to know that his love for you abounded to such a degree that Jesus would shed his blood for you if you are a believer? If this is true, then the question must be, if I believed in Jesus and I know that he's atoned for my sins, why am I downcast, O my soul? I've wrestled with my soul this day and night. I've argued and I said, I have no reason to be downcast. Why? Because I belong to this Christ, who assures me of eternal life through the power of the Spirit, and he makes me willing and ready to live for him. That's why I say to you today, if you are outside of Christ, you have no hope. There is no comfort for you in life and in death. In life, you go through this life with no hope, and when you die, if you are outside of Jesus, you will face the Lord's judgment. So I plead with anyone out there today who doesn't have this hope, believe and flee to Jesus, repent of your sins, and come to know, no matter the circumstances of this life, that there is a hope that will protect you and lead you in this life to your eternal land of rest. He promises that today to those who believe in Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongue confess. We bow before him now at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where he is preached in season and out of season. Join us. We give you a hearty invitation to join us this Sunday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. for worship. You can also visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thank you for joining us today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.